Brunswick has been a hotbed of activity for rabies in Maine this summer. Foxes have attacked half a dozen people in the area. The most recent attack occurred last week when three adults and a child were scratched or bitten by a rabid fox. The state of Maine doesn't track the number of people treated for rabies exposure each year, but nationwide, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control estimates it's about 30,000 to 60,000. And as Patty White reports, both the disease and treatment for it have changed over the years.
Let's start with the good news about treatment for rabies exposure.
Thus far, it's been 100% effective.
Dr. Justin Bennett is the assistant director of the Midcoast Hospital Emergency Department in Brunswick, where patients have been showing up with rabies exposures this year. The treatment entails a number of shots, first with an antibody that can sometimes take several injections depending on a patient's size. Next, it's a series of vaccinations.
Four shots, unfortunately. So a patient gets their first shot on their initial visit and then needs to return for a shot at 3 days, 7 days, and 14 days from the initial exposure.
After that, says Bennett, patients are free and clear. The key is to get treatment before symptoms appear, which Bennett says usually takes about 10 days. Those include fever and aches that progress to insomnia, anxiety, and confusion. By that point, the virus is in the brain and it's fatal. But cases of human rabies are rare. According to the U.S. CDC, an average of 2 to 3 people a year die from the disease, and that's because they didn't realize they were exposed. In Maine, the incidence is even more rare.
The last case of human rabies in Maine was in 1937.
State epidemiologist Dr. Siri Bennett, no relation to Dr. Bennett from Midcoast, says the state CDC doesn't track how many people are treated for rabies exposure. But last year, the agency received more than 1,000 calls about rabies, and 991 animals were tested.
Of those, 67 were positive.
Any animal can carry rabies, but it's most commonly found in foxes, skunks, raccoons, and bats. Bennett says that's a shift from a little more than a half century ago, when rabies was mostly found in domesticated animals.
The pattern has gradually changed, certainly in the U.S., with the advent of vaccination, because, you know, dogs and cats, now domestic dogs and cats, you're required to vaccinate them against rabies.
Her advice to avoid rabies? Make sure pets are vaccinated and don't approach wild animals. Dr. Justin Bennett from Midcoast Hospital says also keep in mind that some cases of exposure may not be obvious.
Cases where it's not so obvious would be, say, commonly like someone wakes up in a room and there's a bat in the room.
Bat bites, he says, can be difficult to detect. So when in doubt, call the doctor. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.